Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, welcome to another Wednesday edition of the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We're excited to have the Justice family with us today, and they're going to be singing, Are You Coming? And I want to ask your friend, are you ready to go? Are you ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. He's a coming, and you need to be ready to meet him. Amen. Here we are, Justice family now singing, Are You Coming?
Crystal. It has the glory of God and the Lamb. Her light is most holy, a pure river of water from the throne of the great I Am.
And thank God, that's the Justice family. What a blessing, amen. Are you coming? Praise God. Are you ready to go meet the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God in the air? Amen. We need to be ready to meet him, don't we? Amen. I want to bring our attention back to the message that we've been preaching this week on Acts chapter number 9. And we've been preaching about, do you have religion or do you have relationship? We've looked at Saul's connection, and today we're going to be looking at Saul's correction, and that's going to be where Jesus Christ found him on the road to Damascus and where he saw that great light. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 3, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. I hope you enjoy the message as we preach today on Acts chapter number 9, verse number 3 and 5. And we'll continue this message tomorrow as well. And as we go to a live recording now from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, this is part number 3 of the message.
Not only do we see that Saul's connection in the fact that he's connected with religious people, but we also see Saul's correction. Look at verse number 3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And there, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why, what, persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. Saul's headed to arrest disciples. He's headed to arrest these followers of Christ, but all of a sudden, Christ arrests him. Now, in the minds of all of these disciples that were being killed, slaughtered, and murdered, can I tell you this? I bet you there's one of them that said something like this. Why don't God do something about this horrible guy named Saul? How many times have you ever said, you know what, God? I don't understand why in the world that you don't just destroy all these sinners in one group, take them all out. Hey, can I tell you why? because of grace, grace, grace. And friend, I will tell you, the old Calvinist crowd would have looked at Saul of Tarsus, and the Calvinist crowd would have said, oh, he's destined to hell. Leave him alone. But that grace and that mercy, oh, I'm telling you something. God knew what he's doing long before he did it. Yes, he might be arresting you now, but there's going to be a time and place when I arrest him. And God, the Lord Jesus Christ stopped old Saul right in his tracks right there on the road to Damascus. He had to pause for a minute. He had to stop. He had to be addressed by the Lord. I tell you, I remember the day, friend, when I was arrested by Christ, when I was looked upon by the Holy Ghost. And while Christ looked at me and said, hey, you are a sinner and you need to be saved by the grace of God. Boy, if you ain't never had that happen to you, friend, I want you to know without that conviction, without that correction, there'll never be no salvation. So we find him arrested. I can hear it now. As the parents of the disciples, as their children were around, I could hear them saying, listen, son, if you ever hear the name Saul, if you ever see this guy, you run to the darkest hole and you hide in it. You run to the darkest place and you get in there and you get securely tucked in. This guy's dangerous. He's coming for us. Mom and daddy, and you know what? These are disciples of Jesus. I've already told my kids, say, you know what? At some point, things are getting bad, young'uns. At some point, there may be a day where daddy has to go away. There may be a day and I'm arrested. There may be a day when I'm put, I say, look here, but you know this. When that day comes, I don't want to ever compromise on the Lord. I got to think about these parents of these little kids running around, man, and the parents up there in the synagogue. I'm sure they're having a service. And I mean, they're praising the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, here comes this Saul of Tarsus. And I mean, he's dragging them out. He's pulling them out of their services. And the kids are standing up, and hey, you know there's kids there. Them kids are standing there, boy. Don't take mom and daddy away. Don't take my mom away. Don't take my daddy away. Don't kill my mama. Don't kill my daddy. This guy was brutal in the name of religion. And all of a sudden, this brutal man came to a stop. Saul was being corrected and confronted by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was stopped, number one, by a great light. Who is Jesus? He's the light of the world, hallelujah. And then number two, he was stopped by a great voice. Amen, thank God. I'm thankful. Boy, with a night that great voice spoke to me. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Whenever you got saved, but that day, that night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all Sunday, amen, whatever day it was that you got saved on, I'm going to tell you something. I know this, without speaking in an audible voice, God spoke to you, amen. And he told you what you needed to hear about your salvation. He was spoken to by the great voice. Now, while his guys didn't see Christ, they heard the voice. Now, you say, what's that mean, preacher? That means here that the Word of God's available to every man. Not only that, but he was stopped by a great question. The night that I got saved, I never will forget it. The night of great questioning, would you like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Can I tell you, the Holy Spirit never dealt with me about how I had lived, what I had done, where I had been, what I was doing. He dealt with me about my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was shown that night through the help of the Holy Ghost that I was lost and I was a sinner, lost and undone without God. And I tell you what took place. Whenever that great questioning took place in my life, it provoked an answer from me that caused me to get out of my seat. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Saul was trying his best. He's trying his best to be a good religious leader. Tried his best to please everybody. Tried his best to hit the high marks in an effort to be the best he could possibly be. And in his efforts to do so, he never found a plane of righteousness. Can I tell you something, friends? The Bible says our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. I've been born again by the grace of God and still make mistakes. I've been born again with the grace. Well, you say, why, preacher? Because this flesh hadn't been saved. My soul's been saved. And I do every day of my life. I try to live according to this book. But I fail because I still live in the flesh. You fail because you still live in the flesh. But I want you to know tonight, because of my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm no longer the old man that I used to be. Amen. I've been born again by the grace of God. Amen. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Amen. And it took the blood of Christ save my soul. And it's not based upon my righteousness or my goodness. No, it was all based upon His righteousness for me. Look at verse number 5. In verse 5, Saul specifically says that he does not know Jesus. He might have met Him at some point. He might have known of Him at some point. But in verse number 5, he specifically says he's not a follower of Jesus. He's not a disciple, in other words. He said, who art thou, Lord? Who are you? Can I tell you tonight, if you're following religion and you don't know who Jesus is as your personal Savior, you're lost. Everything you're trying to do will never make sense because you're trying to do it to make yourself better. You're trying to do it to man. It's all self-gratification for you. Trying to be the biggest person in the church and trying to be the biggest position of the church. God don't care about that. God only cares about your relationship with Him. Notice what He says. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. These pricks that Christ is referring to have been thought to be an object of sharp, some type of object maybe that was put on a pole. Sharp instrument that they used to poke oxen with. So why in the world would they do that, preacher? Well, they're poking at oxen to get them to move forward. We used to do it sometimes. Well, I got to be careful, friend. I guess this years ago, it'll be okay now. We used to have these little old electronic prods, you know. We'd electrify the, you know, cows as they was getting on the trailer to get them to move forward. We was trying to get them on there. You didn't want them to ever turn around. If they ever turned around, they coming off. Amen. They coming off. They run over you. That ain't a good feeling. Amen. So we had a problem to get them to move forward. Think about what Christ says right here. He said, why are you kicking against the pricks? I'm prodding you in a way. Why are you kicking against it? I'm trying to have a relationship with my people. I'm trying to build a godly church. I'm trying to build a church. Amen. The Christ. I'm trying to build a church of saved, born-again believers, and you're going against that. You're turning around, and you're kicking against that forward progress. Why are you kicking against the pricks? He's saying you are hurting. You are stopping. You are thwarting what I'm doing. You're stopping what I died for. Can I ask you this evening? If you're living your life in such a way that's displeasing to God, can I ask you this? Why are you kicking against the pricks? Why in the world are you going against Christ and what Christ has said to do if you're actually a follower of Him, if you're a disciple? Why are you kicking against the pricks? He's only wanting you to move forward.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.